This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The two workers who were trapped in a coal pile at the Comanche power plant in Pueblo have died. The Pueblo Fire Department says rescuers excavated and made contact with the victims around 3 o'clock and determined resuscitation efforts were not possible. The two workers were trapped in the 80-foot-tall coal pile around 8:30 this morning. Representatives for Xcel Energy did not immediately return requests for comment. A new law could make daylight saving time permanent in Colorado, CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Governor Jared Polis signed the bill on Thursday. The catch is that it only goes into effect if the federal government passes a similar law, and if 4 other Mountain Time states follow suit. State Representative Kathy Kipp is the lead sponsor.
Wyoming and Utah have already said they're going to do it. We know that Arizona's not going to switch, but we basically have to get, I think it's either Southern Idaho or New Mexico to switch.
She says the change would have public health benefits and reduce a nuisance in most people's lives. In the meantime, you should still plan to fall back this November. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado's congressional delegation may have more ammunition in their fight to keep the U.S. Space Command in Colorado Springs. A report from the Government Accountability Office says the Air Force did not follow best practices in deciding to make Huntsville, Alabama, its top choice for the command. The report does not specifically say that Colorado Springs should keep the headquarters. You're listening to CPR News.